Welcome to the Stand Firmly in His Grace Praise and Worship Program. We hope that it will be uplifting to your soul and provide you with the spiritual food needed to grow strong in your faith. For more information about this program and our online ministry, please visit us at www.standfirminhisgrace.com. In business and in our personal lives, we have to set expectations. In business, we say we must set our customer's expectations so that he knows exactly what we're going to be providing. We do it in our personal lives when we go into great detail about what we're going to do for someone. Once again, setting the expectations so that no one is disappointed and each one knows what is expected. These simple concepts are how society and business work. The chief goal is to avoid disappointment and to receive what is due. The birth of the Christ child is similar in various ways. In Isaiah chapter 9, we see the expectations of Jesus. If you read the passage in the same manner you would read a job description, you would see a different meaning. As I read it in this light, I see a job that cannot be humanly fulfilled. If I were to try to fulfill this job, I would be fired my first day of employment, even if I attempted to do just a small portion of any part of that description. If you haven't read it in a while, let me read it to you. Starting with verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 9, "For a child is born to us, a son is given. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen." As I had mentioned before, if you look at this as a job description, this job is a mighty tall one to fulfill. For those hearing it for the first time, that person may say that God is sending a king to rule us all here on earth and will make sure that no other kingdom will ever take advantage of us. This expectation comes from the conventional kingdom to be established on earth and that the Israelites would never have to worry again about losing their lands. In short, the new kingdom would be ruled by a conqueror that would fight for their lands and possessions. For some, this was the expectation. But it wasn't God's intention to set up a new earthly kingdom. Let us hop over to Luke chapter 17. Let us examine what Jesus tells the Pharisees about the new kingdom. Reading from the New Living Translation, "One day the Pharisees asked Jesus, 'When will the kingdom of God come?' Jesus replied, 'The kingdom of God cannot be detected by visible signs. You won't be able to say, "Here it is," or "It's over there." For the kingdom of God is already among you." The kingdom was already among them. The kingdom of God is a spiritual rule over the hearts and lives of those who willingly submit to God's authority. So the kingdom was not only present then, but it's also present now. I often call that kingdom the faith family, all believers united together in love and service of God the Father and led by His Son Jesus. The kingdom knows no end and continues to grow daily as non-believers see that light of life, truth, and love that came into the world of darkness. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus tells us, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." Yes, the expectation, once again, clearly defined for us. It is all about expectations and how they are defined and communicated. The kingdom that some sought was an earthly kingdom, when in reality, it is a kingdom that was established among men of all nations. It is a kingdom that would know no end and would not pass into history like many other kingdoms before it. Yes, over time, God will renew the earth and provide a millennium in which a kingdom would be established on earth as prophesied by Daniel and a host of other prophets. Until that moment, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, God's kingdom rests inside the hearts and souls of everyone who has accepted Christ Jesus as his or her personal Savior and Lord, and believes that God loved each of us so much that he sent his Son as the atonement for all sins and for all people. The real expectation of Christmas is expecting God's love to manifest itself in the flesh and live among us. John chapter 1, verse 14 helps crystallize the expectation we should have for the season and the birth of the Christ child. "So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." When we examine the expectation for the birth of Jesus and what he is expected to do here on earth, we see the unfolding of an amazing story. The story of love is simple to understand and has simple elements so that there is no misunderstanding. God loved us so very much that He gave His Son, and whoever believes in Him should have everlasting life. During this week of Advent, I ask all those listening to my voice to reflect on the expectation of Jesus and yourself. What are you expected to do with this knowledge of life, light, and love? Are you to keep it to yourself, or are you going to reflect it into the world and tell the story? For those who are walking in darkness, this story of love was meant for all, especially those who have nothing in their lives like Jesus. We expect gifts from our families and friends, but there is one gift that has already arrived. There is no return address or receipt. It waits for you to accept and open it. It is the gift of salvation given by God and delivered by His Son. Will you accept it today? Will you understand the expectation of the season that God loves you and wants you to have that freely given gift? It is up to you and you alone to accept it. Thousands of years ago, a small child cried out in a stable. His family could not find a proper place for him. He came into the world not to judge it, but rather to save it. Once you have that expectation firmly in your heart, you can rest assured that you can stand firm in His grace. We never close our service without giving those that feel that they live their lives in fear, uncertainty, and doubt the opportunity to know a peace that surpasses all understanding by accepting Christ Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Even as we lived in sin, God loved us enough to send His own Son to die as an atonement for our sins so that we may accept that gift of salvation. We do not deserve it, but it is there and is free to those who would just accept it. If you hear that gentle knocking on your heart's door, that is Jesus asking to come into your life. All you have to do is join me in prayer to begin that wonderful daily walk with the Lord. Father God, I have been disobedient and rebellious for far too long. I have sinned and fallen short. Please forgive me of my sins and accept me into your kingdom as your child. I declare that Jesus is your Son, sent to die on a cross as my atonement for my sins. I welcome Jesus into my heart. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you have taken the first steps in your walk with the Lord. Find a nearby church and let them know that you want to grow daily in your faith and be fed the living bread. As we end today's message, we once again thank you for listening to our Sunday message. We hope that you found this message uplifting and has strengthened you spiritually for the week ahead. If you would like more messages and words of faith, hope, and love, you can access our website at www.standfirminhisgrace.com or by typing www.sfihg.com. If you're on Facebook, you can visit our page at www.facebook.com/standfirminhisgrace. If you have Twitter, you can follow our tweets by visiting Twitter.com/SFIHG Ministry. This ministry is supported by the prayers and donations of our faith family and grace partners. If you would like to donate to this ministry, please use the donate button on our website. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you always.